The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Luxury cruise ship bound for Miami, now in the Bahamas to avoid an arrest warrant over unpaid fuel bills.
Is anybody on it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
People are stuck.
People are on it.
So the company don't want to pay the bills, so we're going to keep you here.
Or find
they gave
your own
a
way.
Ferry.
Oh, they did. Okay.
They ferried them over, but still, they didn't get back in time.
That's a long ferry.
There's workers that are still on the boat, I think.
Yeah.
Crystal Symphony was scheduled to dock on Saturday, but diverted when the warrant went out the day prior. 300 passengers scrambled to rebook their flights and were taken by ferry to Florida yesterday. They're being these Crystal Cruises being sued by a fuel company for more than $4 million.
Pay your bill.
And they're going to suspend service until April.
Put your card in. You're filling up the boat. You see the numbers just clicking to $4 million.
Yeah. $4 million. Yeah.
Thanks, Biden. Yeah. Thanks, Biden.
Because he just pulled up, filled up, and then left.
And left. And
didn't pay.
Well, they said he had to. If he's gonna use a squeegee, he's got to use that. Right.
That'll be hard because if you're gonna do that in a car, you gotta just peel out.
Right.
The ship can't go that fast.
Yeah, but they got his license
plate. Trying to get on the other side of the horizon.
They got the ship's license
plate. On it.
And they know where he is.
They're watching us escape for an hour now. They know who we are.
That's them. You have people on the water slide on the cruise.
I am suing that. If I'm on that, I mean, even if I got back, they have a class action suit against that.
Yeah, you think.
You didn't pay the bills. You said you're taking us back to Florida.
That's kidnapping.
Yeah.
And can you even do that in a car these days? I don't think you can.
What?
Just roll up to the pump and then not pay? Because
no,
I don't think you can find a pump that's not either prepay inside or there.
No,
you got to stick your card in there, or you got to go to the cashier.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't think there's anybody that trusts you anymore to just get gas and then come pay for it.
No.
I wonder if the comedian on that ship had to do extra shows
on the ferry on the way back, maybe too.
Yeah, and did he get compensated for it?
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A stowaway is in a Dutch hospital after hiding in the plane wheel for an 11-hour flight. The man was recovered from the nose of the wheel after the cargo plane landed at Amsterdam's airport Sunday morning from Johannesburg, South Africa.
What's the word?
The guy is somewhere between 16 and 36 years old.
That narrows it down.
Yeah, because it was that cold up there?
He was found barely alive. He was able to be stabilized and taken to the hospital where it will be determined if he is seeking asylum.
This is the second story in the past year that you've done about a guy doing this.
And making it.
And surviving.
This guy showed up barely alive.
I think the last guy did, too.
The last guy, he was able to walk for a minute. And then
So he was in a little better shape?
Slightly.
Do you think he got on there at 16 and he landed at 36?
Yeah, he's up there for 20 years.
No, I'm just thinking it was so damn cold up there.
Yeah, that'll age you.
I think if he makes it, you let him stay in the country. Now, that encourages people to try it. I get it, but what the hell? You know?
Yeah, but very few are going to make it.
Yeah.
That's a tough deal.
Plus, it's a hell of a scary ride, isn't it? Because you're up there in a well. You probably,
noisy.
And you just have to look out. Cold. You can actually see the ground probably a little bit.
Yeah, don't look down.
No.
Standard temperature at 30,000 feet is 48 below Fahrenheit.
Whoa.
Even with the, yeah.
I'm sure you can cuddle up to
Packer fan of being there without right. a shirt on.
Something yeah. warm.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
But 48 below Fahrenheit for any extended period of time, not compatible with life.
No. Generally not. No.
Even bundled up, he's going to lose it.
Yeah, you'd have to layer.
Have you noticed, at least in this area, lots of condensation trails the last couple of days?
They're following
us. Thursday and Friday.
They're following us.
When we get off the air,
that's
the air is full of contrails.
Yeah. And people think that's...
They think...
What's
the chemtrails? It's spewing. Yeah,
it's the government is dropping something on us, right?
That and fluoride. Fluoride makes us stupid.
It's got nothing to do with that jet engines release moisture and the air up there is really dry.
That's the reason.
Yeah, that's why. Right. No other reason.
I don't know about that.
There are scientific reasons for condensation trails.
Did you say the engine is moist?
Yes, it spews moisture.
It's moist.
I've been known to do that occasionally.
You did last night when the Chiefs
spewed moisture.
When they went down and kicked a...
There's a trail across the sky.
It's very romantic.
Your pants were moist.
I'm going to spew moisture.
That's what we want the air.
I love you too, honey.
I'm almost there. Are you going to spew moisture?
Yes.
Kids leave the room when you spew the moisture?
Ideally.
I hope they do. I hope they do. For their own sake, I really hope they do.
Sorry, the Chiefs just scored with 13 seconds, son. This has got to happen. Turn your back.
Dad.
You should all leave.
All right, Len on the Twitter note here says, I think decades of listening to the TNT Radio Empire have made me immune to being grossed out by words while eating.
Yeah.
Currently eating biscuits and gravy while they discuss pecker cheese. So, thanks, I guess, for building up her immunity.
That's a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, cool for her, man. I can handle this crap. That usually grosses out most women.
Yeah.
Just the show in general.
Biscuits and gravy sounds good, too.
Oh, yeah, it does. Throw some pecker cheese on top of that.
Oh, yeah, melted pecker cheese on top of the biscuits and gravy.
See, I always assumed the pecker cheese was, like, blue. It kind of came in a little, it was clumpy.
Crumbly?
Yeah, it was
like
crumbly.
Like blue cheese, feta?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's underneath the foreskin, that's why.
Yeah.
I thought it was more of a paste.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on how much you rubbed it. We're trying to make this girl not eat now.
Depends on how long it's been under there, probably.
You challenged us.
Yeah.
Could be like a brie. It's just that real soft.
Yeah.
But incredible.
But smells like pube sweat.
Right.
Yeah. Oh.
There you go. She challenged us right there. I wanted to spit out her biscuits and gravy.
Smells like pube sweat.
You know what I'm talking about.
I have to assume she's still eating away. I don't think we stopped her.
Like a shot on a nut.
Yeah, looked like you threw out a hip while you were sitting down.
I thought you cramped up.
No, that was the other day. These damn barstool seats I'm not really fond of. And I think I sat on a nut.
Yeah, I feel like a child with my legs just like swinging here all morning.
Yeah.
I think you could bump that up.
This could have been lower.
Because you and I have the same chair.
It doesn't matter.
A Texas woman.
It's like that old man on stage across his legs.
Your head kicked back.
That's pretty much how I looked right there.
You smacked your knee on the desk or something?
No, it was a nut slip. I don't know how Todd does it. His nuts hang really low. You know that.
Apparently not. Apparently not as low as everyone else's.
They're actually over the edge of the chair
That's why Todd doesn't sit on his nuts anytime.
They're not on the actual seat of the chair.
Right. Yeah, Todd, I would brag. I wish mine would hang over the seat too, and I wouldn't sit on them.
I can show you some exercises.
Don't fall for that.
To stretch them out.
Don't fall for that.
Here comes the chloroform mask.
Yeah.